156282.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 27, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the four members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. They are, if you can see on the teleconference screen, to my extreme far left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.P. Wright. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. And he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. And before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, and you have some representatives here too that I need to swear in as well as our community corrections officer. So, Mr. Is it Evelyn?
Yes.
Mr. Evelyn?
Yes, sir.
Who is going to be speaking today representing Mr. Evelyn? Four people? Okay, if you can state your name, starting from my left to your right. Yes? Thank you, and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Evelyn?
Yes, sir. Okay, I couldn't hear. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, pardon me. I was swearing you in.
Mm-hmm.
You solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
All of the representatives? And thank you. Mr. Evelyn, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be determined if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Can you hear me clearly, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination as to whether you violated your condition. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
I do.
I will now read from the warrant of arrest. Keep in mind, there's a department report number, that is a police report number, suggesting that there may be a pending charge out there. So when I read these allegations to you, your choices are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. We give you the third option because this hearing is being recorded, and the recording can be subpoenaed by the prosecution or other parts of the criminal justice system. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when I read these allegations to you, your choices are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. Okay, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Allegation number one. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision, have lapsed, or probably about to lapse under criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about August 31st, 2017 at 1800 South Santan Valley Parkway, Gilbert, Arizona. Mr. Evelyn, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
False.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your engagement in disruptive behavior, which required police response and intervention on or about August 31st, 2017 at the Doubletree Hotel located at 1800 South Santan Valley Parkway, Gilbert, Arizona. Mr. Evelyn, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Wish to remain silent.
Thank you, sir. In both cases, we have to receive follow-up information from our Department of Corrections our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne. So, Mr. Osborne, if you'll read the specifics on the allegations, and then we'll move forward.
said there's probably no full allegation or exactly the same.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Per the Oklahoma Department Incident Report Number 17-000143, the following occurred on August 31st, 2017, at approximately 23:26 hours. The Oklahoma Department was dispatched to the Double Tree Hotel at 1800 South San Juan Valley Parkway in Gilbert, Arizona, in progression to the prison. According to information provided in the 911 call, a male subject has reportedly been stabbed in the eye. Upon arrival, Officer Minton and Officer Hollio entered the hotel and observed a male subject, later identified as the offender, on the second floor foyer of the hotel area, just above the main lobby. Officer Hollio and Officer Minton went to the second floor and contacted the offender. The offender was extremely agitated and yelling. Officer Holyoke reported that the offender had an alcoholic beverage order emitting from his person. The offender's eyes were bloodshot, watery, and his teeth were blurred. The offender stated he had just been released from prison and that he had been robbed of his police money. Officer Wallace, badge number 3456, asked the offender if anyone else had been injured. The offender replied no. He hooked up that contact with the offender's mother, resident of the hotel, and stated they were sending the offender back to the room. Gilbert police went to the offender's room and met with his mother, who reported that the offender attacked her, but she put a pillow in front of her face to protect herself. She reported that the offender punched her in the face through the pillow. She stated that she was struck on the left cheek area, causing soreness. Officer Holyoke noticed redness of her cheek area and possible swelling. The defendant's mother reported the offender punched her in the face and pushed her off the bed on the floor. She then grabbed her ice bath and phone and it appeared to her that the defendant was about to enter the room with her belongings. The defendant's mother, while she was on the floor, asked him not to leave her ice bath. The defendant responded by standing over in a menacing way, causing her to the defendant's mother took one of the chargers, her electronic items and swung at him, striking him in the left eye with a club. The offender suffered a cut on his left eye, which required medical treatment at the hospital. Following the offender's release from the hospital, the offender was transported to the Gilbert Channel Unified Holding Facility, where he was cited for misdemeanor assault and domestic violence. The offender was released the following day on bond. On September 1st, 2017, the offender called CCO Marinette and reported that he had been contacted. The defendant reported to the MRTO and was arrested due to the above allegations. The defendant was transported to ERTC. I'll handle follow-up. On September 1st, 2017, during the arrest procedure of the MRTO, the offender was interviewed by Senior Officer or SEO Foot. During the interview, the offender admitted to have pushed his mother onto the bed because she had slapped him. The defendant denied punching his mother.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Let me reorient this hearing again to say that this is a hearing for Justin Evelyn, ADC number 156282. We have a backup recording, but unfortunately, I hit the primary recording delayed, but the remainder of this hearing will be recorded. Okay, Mr. Evelyn, just so that you know, you stated false on allegation number one, and you pleaded the fifth on allegation number two. So